This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I got a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him, one, back on the show, and two, I'm super excited to tell you about his products and why I think we really need him out there. It's a radiation detection holding company. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. I think they're very undervalued here around the $2 mark. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed. That is Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, tell me about your new sales group. You guys are looking to promote your new U.S. nuclear chemical sensor product lines. Bring us up to speed on that and why now?
Absolutely. So the as you know, we've been a radiation detection company for a long time, but every day people say, well, this is so wonderful. Can you also sniff out chemical hazards or chemical symbols? And we've always said, you know, in the future we're going to be doing that. But now we have two excellent product lines that we're offering of chemical sensors, and we're super excited. We've hired chemists on staff to support the program, and we're moving forward with it.
Who do you reach out to introduce your sensor? Do you reach out to like a, not really an OEM, but to a distributor, or do you go right to companies that could use your end product?
Well, we go to a lot of trade shows, and the and so we meet all kinds of people. We meet end users, but we also meet distributors and even brick-and-mortar stores. So for example, selling our drones, we go to drone shows where people are wanting to buy a drone, but when they see ours, they want to buy it because it's got all the sensors on it and it's going to bring them back more information. But then we also go to the first responder shows and the Homeland Security shows to show it to the end users as well.
You know, in 2017, you guys did $3 million in revenue, and correct me if my metrics are wrong here, but in the first quarter, I believe you guys did $990,000.
Yes, sir.
The reason why I ask you that, is all that coming from domestic sales, or are we doing any international sales?
We're about 60% overseas, 40% U.S. now, and that's because of our outstanding products. People are willing to call us from their home country and buy from us instead of buying locally. So that, I think that shows the value of our product line.
And the reason why I ask you that, you guys are just now starting to deploy chemical sensors on drones. I think the Drone Red product and also a super sensitive portable system and the Z's News product. Well, what is that going to do for sales here, you know, domestically and internationally?
Well, you know, really, this is a bigger market than we've been in before. I think over the next several years, we're going to, double, triple the company size because the people, you know, there's toxic chemicals everywhere.
Absolutely.
Got to know about your environment.
Well, the one thing I really like about your company, and I think you guys are ahead of the curve line, I think you're going to save millions and millions of lives. Obviously, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody around the world, but unfortunately, in the world that we live in, there's just some really radical people out there that are going to do some radical things.
That's correct. And one of the wonderful things about the Z-Nose product that we're offering is it's a gas chromatograph, which you may not know is the most sensitive way of measuring any impurities in air. And so we can see, warfare chemicals and toxic materials in a few minutes, whereas all the other devices, whether they're portable or not, take maybe an hour or days to get them to work. So I see a huge market for the Z-Nose sniffers.
You know, I speaking of that, I see that you guys are going to be an exhibitor there at the Cannabis World Congress in Los Angeles. When is that going to happen? What do you think that's going to do for the company?
Well, that's September 26th through 29th. It's right here in Los Angeles, LA Convention Center, Cannabis World Congress. And, of course, that's a big market. We specifically, we're not looking for THC, which is the gives you the high, but what we're looking is for the CBD, the cannabinol, and the terpenes. The cannabinol is the new wonder drug for epilepsy. It can prevent seizures and make epileptic people have a nicer life. The terpenes are also important to the for the not for the high but for the other benefits. You know, people who do smoke marijuana, they'll tell you that it makes them feel good, improves their appetite, and so we can see the terpenes as well. And then on the safety side, a lot of the marijuana business has been home growers and people growing indoors so they won't be discovered, stuff like that. And so we can see if there's fungus or pesticide on the material, and so we can help with customer safety and clean products as well.
I meant to ask you, I think I read in one of your press releases a while back, are you guys starting to work with MIFTEC? And what is the acronym OPEL?
So the let's see. MIFTEC, yes, we are working with MIFTEC, and the they're developing a fusion machine that will produce neutrons, and with the neutrons, we can produce the medical isotopes. So, which there's a multi-billion-dollar shortage of medical isotopes. Nobody is filling that. But we're going to be doing that.
It seems like you guys are starting to diversify a little bit. On the M&A frontage, are you guys looking to look forward to maybe adding some different companies to your holding company?
Absolutely. We're right now, we're in the middle of a merger effort with another radiation detection company, but we also have other sensor companies that we hope to be acquiring in the relatively near future. We want to be the world marketplace for high-tech sensors.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on my show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I want my listeners to take a look at this company. I think you'll be surprisingly well-diversified, if you will, by picking up some of the U.S. Nuclear Corp. That's my personal opinion. I think it's more than a fair value down here, around $2 a share. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
You bet. It's great to be here.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.